life, it is always better to do something rather than nothing, especially when no one else is doing anything. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily, and we will be joined by a very special guest this hour. This person was in the news quite prominently about 3 weeks ago. We all gathered to watch the Miss Universe pageant on Fox, and Steve Harvey made the announcement, the winner. Well, turns out the winner wasn't the winner. Our guest was, in fact, the winner, Pia Alonso-Wurzbach. So we're going to ask her, what was that like to then have to take her walk out of the wings, so to speak, to center stage and have the crown taken off the head of Miss Columbia and placed upon her? And then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by one of our most popular segments that you have asked to hear again. We call it Cheeseburger with a Fork. Small backstory. Christina and I had a network meeting in New York City. We decided to go to lunch afterwards, and we're at Junior's. And Junior's makes these ridiculously big cheeseburgers, like 6 pounds of beef with a Kaiser roll. And you cannot get it into your mouth, and I was dressed up quite nicely that day, so Christina became horrified as she sat across me and watched as I tore apart my cheeseburger and ate it with a fork. I have never been able to live it down, and that will still be the case after we replay it today. We start things off this week with President Obama's executive order concerning gun control. Well, as soon as it happened, you started to have the reaction, the extreme reaction on both sides. Those on the left said, it's gun control. It's here. It's finally here. Those on the right said, they're coming for my guns. That's it. Liberty is being threatened. Neither side was correct, as always. But isn't it about time that someone did something to close what's known as the gun loophole in this country? Of course, we have federally mandated background checks when you walk into a licensed gun dealer's place of business. But if you walk up to a table at a gun show, or as I saw someone very notably mention on social media this week, if you go into a flea market or out at a flea market, wherever they have them, in abandoned buildings or, parking lots, you can buy a gun off a table as long as you hand the guy some cash. And what's the difference from doing that as opposed to going into some crime-ridden area and paying some guy $100 for a piece? It's the same thing. Okay, so if someone is going to operate a flea market or a trade show or a rummage sale, they should not be able to sell a firearm just because you have $100 in your pocket burning a hole in it. It is time we finally have common sense in this country. And one thing I will mention, it's our Second Amendment rights. I'm tired of that. Can we please define when that was created? Back in the 1700s, when we were an agrarian society, and Farmer Joe maybe needed to protect himself and bear arms because Farmer Bill next door may have had a bad crop and decided he wanted to come by and poach some chickens or steal the crop. And it was when we were a much different country as we are now. And I keep hearing about, this is not what the founders would have wanted. Well, let's be honest with what they did want, okay? The same people that decided that we needed the right to bear arms individually when we already have police and the local constable protecting us. Anyway, these are the same people who back in the 1700s thought women had no right to vote and that anyone who was a person of color could be sold or traded like a baseball card. So, the founders, yeah, a little out of touch. And closing the gun loophole, yeah, just common sense. And one more thing. I saw people dare on social media make fun of the fact that the president became emotional when talking about the deaths of 20 first graders. If you're going to make fun of a man showing emotion for that, how little emotion do you have? Miss Universe is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, the thickest, slickest Harley-Davidson brochure ever delivered to the ABM compound arrived this week. The next mile of Project Rushmore. Harley says they changed everything without screwing up anything. The son of Project Rushmore. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley's son of Project Rushmore. The twin cooled models are able to deliver higher compression, more power throughout the riding range. ABM being a Luddite, the entertainment and infotainment color screen is more of a distraction than an attraction. But as always, everything's cool on two wheels, and if you like it, we do too. Harley is counting on son of Rushmore to keep them 2016 bikes rolling out the door. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. There are now a whole spate of make-believe nonprofit think tanks posing as environmental stewards. One such example is the Heartland Institute that's published a super slick glossy booklet for politicians and city councils all across the country. It's entitled 10 Principles of Energy Policy and could have been written by the CEO of Exxon himself. The opening preface says their research is far too complex for us, we the people, to be able to understand it all, so we should just go ahead and believe whatever they say. This particular phony environmentalism, tax-free by the way, says oil companies not only are not greedy, but gas prices are actually quite low. These kinds of booklets are being distributed to Congress and America's city officials far and wide in order for the less informed of them to repeat this money-making nonsense as official government information. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.